If you've lived in Bloomington Normal long enough, you can probably rattle off at least a couple speed traps, those little hiding spots where local police always set up shop looking for speeders. A new GLT analysis of speeding tickets reveals all of the most ticketed intersections in town, plus the most common days and times to get a ticket. But as Ryan Denham and Mary Cullen report, what all those tickets also show is two neighboring police departments with very different approaches to enforcement.
You don't need to tell Glenda Jackson that people drive too fast on Hershey Road. She already knows. She's a crossing guard for Stevenson Elementary School on Bloomington's east side, spending 2 hours every day helping kids at Hershey and Arrowhead Drive. That's one of the most ticketed intersections in Bloomington Normal for speeding. Jackson has seen lots of people pull over and plenty of close calls as her students try to cross the street.
And it could be because it's like a winding road, and perhaps the motorists think they're on a raceway rather than a regular road. You know, I think they just like going around that those curves.
Hershey is one of the hottest hotspots in Bloomington Normal for speeding tickets, according to a GLT analysis of citations from local police. That same analysis shows different approaches to speeding by Bloomington Police and Normal Police. Normal Police write a lot of tickets, over 2,600 last year, and they're on a similar pace in 2018. That's 10 times as many as Bloomington Police. Normal's 2017 tally was also higher than other larger downstate metro communities such as Springfield, Peoria, and Decatur. Bloomington Police wrote 274 tickets in 2017. That's less than one per day. That's a steep decline from just 10 years ago when BPD would write over 2,400 each year. That was before Bloomington eliminated its traffic enforcement division.
GLT's analysis of local speeding tickets shows if you're driving in Normal, definitely obey the speed limit during the noon hour on Wednesdays, especially on Main Street between the entrance to Fairview Park and Gregory Street. Those are the most frequently ticketed time, day, and location in Normal.
Six of the top 10 most ticketed locations in Bloomington are on Hershey Road, led by its intersections with Arrowhead, Ridge, and Morningside.
And the speediest speeder stopped by Bloomington Police appears to be someone caught around 4:30 in the afternoon, February 9th this year, at White Eagle and Sable Oaks in a residential area near Gaelic Park on the far east side. That driver was allegedly going 80 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone.
Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner says Normal Police's traffic division includes two officers at a time. Each work four 10-hour shifts, so the town has officers devoted to traffic from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. throughout the week.
I don't think traffic safety is anything that we should apologize for. I think the fact that when we look at it year in and year out, and the number of fatalities that we have or we don't have, we have a relatively low number compared to other agencies. It's nothing that I'm going to apologize for. I think it's certainly something that we would tout.
Bleichner says 50% of drivers stopped are not Bloomington Normal residents. A quarter live in Bloomington, and the rest are residents of Normal. He says drivers caught going less than 10 miles per hour over tend to get a verbal warning.
Once you get over 10 mile an hour, you know, it's like 8 or 9, you're fine. 10, you're mine. You're going to probably get a ticket.
So what are Normal's most ticketed areas?
From 2017 up through August 31st of this year, number one on the list is not a shocker. 700 North Main Street between Fairview Park and Illinois State University, where almost 350 speeding tickets were given out. That's about 8% of all speeding tickets from Normal. It's also a hotspot for Illinois State University police. Its top three most ticketed intersections are all in that area, too.
Another one is College Avenue near Epiphany Catholic Church, approximately between William and Blair Drives.
And Vernon Avenue near Anthony Drive. That's where Vernon curves, just east of Colleen Hoos Elementary School. Here's Chief Bleichner.
We look at the locations where crashes occur and the types, the causes that contribute to those crashes. And then we also look at factors that either contribute to the crash or contribute to the severity. And that's my opinion on speeding would be that speeding does both.
Bleichner says his department's data show focusing enforcement efforts in high crash areas reduces crashes.
That's what we attempt to do. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't certain violations that are written that aren't tied to areas where we're having crashes, but we try and focus a lot of our efforts on locations where crashes are occurring. So our goal is to, if we start to see a spike, we address that as timely as we can so that we can hopefully curb that.
He says as a result, the spikes in speeding ticket hotspots will change over time. Two areas Bleichner says are almost always in the top five are Main Street and Veterans Parkway.
There's a heavy flow of vehicle traffic on that. Plus, we have a fair amount of traffic crashes in those locations. So from our standpoint, if we can direct some enforcement efforts in those locations, our hope is that we're slowing people down. Again, hopefully reducing the number of crashes. And if there are crashes, reducing the severity of those crashes.
Bloomington police officials also say crash data guide their enforcement decisions, though it led them to a different approach than normal. BPD's Traffic Enforcement Division was eliminated about 8 years ago to free up resources for other police priorities. Police data show the drop in speeding citations was sudden. In 2009, BPD issued nearly 2,800 tickets. By 2010, that fell to just 530. These days, Bloomington Police Assistant Chief Ken Bays says enforcement is largely guided by complaints. If a neighborhood has concerns, BPD can deploy a speed display sign that not only spooks drivers into slowing down, but also gathers data on the worst days and times of the week. BPD can later use that to deploy ticket writers at the most opportune times. Officers can also check out radar guns whenever they have time.
When you get a speeding ticket, typically you pay at least a $120 fine. Normal and Bloomington's different approaches to speeding tickets means they bring in different amounts of revenue. That exact revenue is difficult to track because neither municipality or the McLean County Circuit Clerk's office reports just speeding ticket revenue. In 2017, Normal received around $478,000 in revenue from the courts, including speeding tickets, but also other court fines unrelated to speeding. Bloomington received $272,000, down 45% from a decade ago when the Traffic Enforcement Division still existed. Those numbers come from McLean County Circuit Clerk Don Everhart.
Ken Bays says BPD's current strategy on speeding is informed heavily by data. He says they haven't seen any major uptick in the number of crashes even without the Traffic Enforcement Division. There were about 2,000 accidents in 2017 and about the same number in 2007. Here's Bays.
You know, if we see an uptick in crashes as we monitor them, then we may have to reconsider how we're allocating our resources. But I said, with no real drastic or huge change in the amount of crashes compared to the amount of enforcement, I think we're best serving the public and their safety concerns by the allocations as we're doing currently.
Officials say restoring a traffic enforcement division could cost $500,000, upwards of $750,000.
Looking at justifying an expenditure of roughly $750,000 to fully staff one to have an impact on a stagnant number of crashes where the injury and things occur, I don't know if that's the proper use of resources when compared to some of the other issues that we deal with on a daily basis.
Bays argues that BPD's limited budget and officers better spent focused on more serious crimes. He says that philosophy has contributed to four straight years of decline in so-called UCR or Uniform Crime Report offenses in Bloomington. Those are serious crimes, including homicides, sexual assault, robbery, and theft.
This year's increase in fatal shootings has kept Bloomington officers busy. Seven people have been killed by gunfire in 2018, including one this week, and eight others were shot and survived.
Bloomington Alderman Diana Howman says she was a little surprised to hear how few speeding tickets were being issued. Her Ward 8 includes parts of Hershey Road, which she said she's a little hesitant to cross herself on foot because of the traffic. Howman says Bloomington police are responsive to concerns when they do arise.
I mean, without the traffic division, our officers are, you know, pulled in a whole lot of different directions.
There are efforts underway to reduce excessive speeding in Bloomington's residential areas, though nearly everyone involved says police enforcement isn't a top priority. Several ideas are pending before Bloomington Transportation Commission.
Serena Fish lives near the main entrance to Miller Park. She said drivers fly down Wood Street, where there are no designated stoppages between Center Street and Morris Avenue.
Children or people walking, riding their bikes, with their dogs, their kids, their strollers. People tend to come down Wood Street and hit the gas. And in the summertime, it's really, I don't know if they're trying to impress people in the park, but all of a sudden the noise level goes up, the speed goes up.
Fish says she'd like to see the city create a designated pedestrian crossing in the area, perhaps tied to a stop sign with flashing lights to improve safety. But she doesn't necessarily want to see a massive increase in police writing speeding tickets.
Right now we have some other much more important things, I think, in this city to take care of crime-wise.
The Bloomington Transportation Commission this fall evaluated six options to address speeding that may be recommended to the City Council to consider. Two options have already been ruled out, including restoration of Bloomington Police's Traffic Enforcement Division. That's according to Transportation Commission Chair Michael Gorman.
The Bloomington Police Department is wildly understaffed. I think the city's budget issues are well documented, and you know, to add a traffic enforcement division that we had before would cost about $750,000, and that's a very expensive proposition at this time.
Instead, Gorman says he wants to see streets redesigned in a way that drivers would slow themselves down. He points to Bryan Street and Normal as an aspirational redesign. It's a bike boulevard with bump outs or curb extensions at most intersections.
And what that means is that when you're driving down the street, you feel more inclined to come to a complete stop. You feel like the street is just ever so slightly less comfortable to drive really fast on, which ends up curbing people's speed a little bit and making it more safe for people outside of cars. So looking at opportunities to do that sort of thing in targeted neighborhoods across Bloomington, I think, is one of the things that we're still looking at.
Gorman cites research that he says shows a 90% survival rate when a pedestrian, a bicyclist, is struck by a car going 20 miles an hour. That drops to just 10% if the car is going 40.
If you design streets well and make sure that people are going to drive at a safe speed, then you don't need much enforcement.
Alderman Karen Schmidt from Ward 6 says residential speeding is a key issue for her and her constituents, including Fish. She initiated the commission's work on the issue.
I've been to communities around the country where when you're a pedestrian, when you step out into the street, cars stop. I think Washington, D.C. is wait a minute, they just stopped for me. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily, we're more of a vehicle culture. You know, so how do we create the community that we want when it comes to, you know, our families, our neighborhoods?
Gorman says another option that's largely been ruled out is reducing the city's default speed limit from 30 to 25 miles per hour. He says the commission may still recommend creating a process for certain neighborhoods to request that, but a citywide approach didn't gain traction. Brad Williams likes that idea. He's the president of the Dimmitt's Grove Neighborhood Association and brought his concerns to Schmidt. Williams points to Front Street, where he said he's seen drivers going 50 miles per hour, taking advantage of its wide design and few stoppages.
We're not talking about slowing traffic down on Veterans Parkway and other areas, just in residential areas and places where there's a lot of people, a lot of pedestrian traffic. It needs to slow down.
Ken Bays from Bloomington Police says it's unclear whether a citywide change from 30 to 25 would actually slow things down. Those who break the law might just continue to do so.
And I think ultimately, yes, it would be very challenging for us.
A similar neighborhood-driven change happened in 2017. That's when speed limits were reduced from 40 and 35 miles an hour down to 30 on the north end of Hershey Drive, generally between Rainbow Avenue and Fort Jesse Road. That change was supported by residents of the nearby Spring Ridge neighborhood and their alderman, Johnny Painter. Painter declined to be interviewed for this story. That's one of the reasons why so many tickets are given on Hershey Road today. Crossing guard Glenda Jackson sees that every day. She lives in the area, too. She's gotten to know the Bloomington police officer who's most often there on Hershey writing tickets.
He is phenomenal. He catches those speeders left and right. And I've seen him do as many as three or four speeders in the 1 hour that I'm there on the corner in the morning.
Reporting for GLT, I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mary Cullen.
You can see an interactive map showing the most ticketed intersections in Bloomington Normal at our website, wglt.org.